a school day. When it started, the end of it, when it ended, and what all went in between lunchtime and everything.
Just one school day?
Mm-hmm.
We'd start in the morning. We'd have to be there by 8 o'clock in the morning. And they'd let us out for a 30-minute recess about 10 o'clock. And then they'd let us out again at noon for a whole hour to eat our lunch and play in. And then the bell would ring and that meant come in, and we'd have classes then again till about 2 o'clock or 2:30, 2:15 something, and we'd have a recess, and then we'd get out again at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Henry says it's tape 9, Joan Warner.
See, we had long days. They don't think of going to school here now, such hours as that. They're always out by 3:15 or 3:30.
If a boy didn't show up for school and he was supposed to be in school and his parents didn't know it, you might say he...
playing hooky.
And you were supposed to go to school to get an...
education.
After high school, you could later go on to...
college.
After kindergarten, you go into the...
elementary.
What would be the...
first grade.
Okay. In the classroom, you sat at what?
Desk.
You had a building that was especially for books. You call that building a
library.
You mail a package in a... what's the name of the building you mail a package in? Mm-hmm. You stay overnight in a strange town at a
hotel or motel nowadays. There's hotels when I was young.
When you went to see a play, you saw it at the...
you usually saw it at schoolhouse.
Well, where did you see it later?
Well, then the...
after you were married.
Well, you wouldn't call going to a movie a play.
No, but where would you go to see a play or a movie?
Well, at a movie, you'd go to a regular place bar, like in Pine Bluff here. What is it called? Sanger Theater?
Mm-hmm.
And, but plays we had in school, we just have plays at the end of nearly every term of school, as short as they were, why we'd put on, they'd have a program put on, and we'd recite things, and then they'd have little short plays. And
the building where you might have to go to have an operation would be a
hospital.
The woman that would take care of you in there
would be a nurse.
Place where you'd catch a train would be the
depot.
An open place in the city where the green grass and trees grow is called a
park.
If two streets cross and a man starts out from one corner and he walks to the opposite corner, you say
he's angling across the street.
Any other thing you could say? He's... what's another way of saying that? Cuts across a field instead of following the road. You'd say... how would you say he walked? He walked...
well, we, as I told you this morning, it wasn't far from where we lived to school.